Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John 5:14 to 15. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. My theme for reflection is praying with confidence. Praying with confidence. There is something wonderfully revealing about the way people check their phones after sending an important message. Even when we know the other person may be busy, we still glance repeatedly at the screen, hoping for the reassuring signs, seen, typing, reply received. Deep down, most of us long not simply to speak, but to know we have been heard. In 1 John 5:14 to 15, the Apostle John offers Christians one of the most comforting assurances in Scripture. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. These words were written to a community wrestling with uncertainty, false teaching, and spiritual anxiety. John writes not merely to inform them, but to anchor them in confidence. Confidence not in themselves, but in the character of God. The striking thing about this passage is that the emphasis falls first not on getting answers, but on confidence in approaching God. Prayer begins with relationship before results. John does not portray God as distant, irritated, or reluctant to listen. The Christian approaches God not as a nervous stranger approaching a suspicious ruler, but as a beloved child approaching a faithful father. Yet John also introduces an important phrase, according to his will. At first, that can sound restrictive, almost disappointing, but in reality, it is liberating. Prayer is not about persuading God to endorse every impulse, ambition, or desire we happen to have. It is about allowing our hearts to be shaped by God's wisdom, God's love, and God's purposes. Sometimes we pray for comfort when God is forming courage. Sometimes we ask for immediate escape while God is building endurance, compassion, or deeper faith within us. As Augustine of Hippo once wrote, love God and do what you will. Augustine's point was not reckless freedom, but transformation. When our hearts are shaped by God's love, our desires themselves begin to align more closely with his will. This reflection is beautifully balanced by Romans 8:27. Where Paul writes that the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with his will or the will of God. So Scripture interprets Scripture here by reminding us that even when our prayers are confused, fragmented, or imperfect, God's Spirit is at work within us. For Christian people today, this passage speaks powerfully into lives marked by uncertainty and impatience. We live in a culture accustomed to instant responses, immediate transactions, and rapid solutions. Prayer can quietly become another consumer expectation. I asked, why hasn't God delivered? But John invites us into something deeper than transactional spirituality. Prayer is participation in God's life and purposes. And perhaps this changes how we view unanswered prayers. Sometimes what feels like silence is actually divine wisdom. A loving parent does not grant every request, not because love is absent, but because love sees further than the child can yet understand. God's hearing is not passive listening. It is attentive, wise, and redemptive care. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, do my prayers reflect trust in God's wisdom or mainly insistence on my own desires? Number two, where in my life might God be inviting me to surrender control and trust His timing? And now our practical exercise for the day. Before presenting your requests in prayer, spend 1 minute simply saying, Lord, shape my desires according to your will, and notice how that changes the posture of your heart. Faithful God, thank you that we may approach you with confidence and not fear. Teach us to pray with trust, humility, and openness to your will. When we struggle with waiting or uncertainty, remind us that you hear every sincere prayer and work in ways deeper than we can always see. Align our hearts with your purposes, fill us with your peace, and help us to trust not only your answers, but also your wisdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.